Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Yay, here we go again. Getting ghosted. We're here to help out Marcus. Good morning, Marcus.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, hello. Man, you sound so sad and defeated.
I guess I'm a first-time caller, so this is kind of weird.
First-time caller, first-time ghostie?
Exactly. You know, I've just been in back-to-back relationships, so I'm not used to dating in this environment. Or, you know, I guess ghosting is a normal thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. Would you say it's like more normal than not now, Audrey?
Absolutely. It's the standard, basically.
Oh, wow. It is?
Yeah, no one gives reasons for why they're not talking anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just weird for me. So I'm trying to just figure it out, you know. But I don't know that it makes sense for me. I don't know.
Just start from the beginning. How'd you guys meet?
We met on Bumble, and she's the one who started the conversation off. And I knew that I wanted to escalate things. You know, I wanted to get to a date. So I took her to a spot downtown, and it was good. It was like the vibe was good. I've been in other relationships and when it feels like something, like it has potential. Mm-hmm. And that's what this was. Mm-hmm. And we were both pretty open to the fact that we liked each other and we're having a good time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we even kissed goodnight at the end of the night and continued texting for a few days. She just stopped responding though. You know, after a few days after texting back and forth, just now I no longer get an answer and I'm kind of at a loss here. You
know? Marcus told us that this is the first time he's been ghosted and it sucks. He's been in back-to-back relationships, so he's not used to this environment where people just ghost people for no reason at all. And he's very confused. Met a girl on Bumble. They started talking. He knew he was into her right away. So he invited her out on a date. They went to a spot downtown. The vibe was great. And they even did a little kissy face at the end of the night and chatted for a few days after that.
Which, by the way, I think the kissing at the end of the date is like industry standard now, because it seems like everyone, no matter what, kisses at the end.
Well, it seems like that, right? According to Audrey. It wasn't.
Is it true?
Back in the day.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. For you, it's 100% of the time.
If it's a net positive vibe, then usually, yeah.
You have told me that you've been on bad dates where you kiss a dude at the end.
But the net positive vibe was there,
but
you know?
You've also said that you kissed him just to make him feel good because you felt sorry for him.
Wait, how could it be a bad date if it was a net positive?
Like, the overall vibe was good. I may have determined that I didn't like him at some point on the date, which is mostly what happens.
But still kissing, though. Makes no sense.
Because they shoved their face on mine.
Well, the good news is, Marcus, that Adriana has agreed to come on with this. Adriana, thank you very much. I know talking about your business is weird, especially on the radio. Mm-hmm. So we really just want to start off by saying we appreciate you. So Marcus told us that he had a great time on the date and was really looking forward to seeing you again. Unfortunately, he said that you just kind of dropped off and stopped talking to him. So will you fill us in here?
Okay. This whole thing is proving why it didn't work out. I mean, Marcus, I did not ghost you. You pretty much ended the conversation and didn't give me anything to respond to. I mean, I think like the last text message was like something like you sent like, that's fun, or it was like cool or something like that. I mean, I want a guy to be able to like communicate, to try and like have a conversation.
Are you saying that you had no intention of ghosting him, or that was not your plan at all? He just stop? He was the one?
No, it's just like all my text messages end with a question or like a way for him to respond. Uh-huh. And I feel like doing like all this heavy lifting and he's just like, cool. That's fun. Ugh. Like I'm like, what? So that's not really ghosting. It's just like he's not really adding
right
to the conversation. And I've just been waiting for him to say something else. I mean, I don't know.
Oh.
Why would you text me again or ask me a question or ask me to hang out? Like, this is strange.
Yeah. When I am interested in somebody and we're chatting, you know, either by DM or text, I leave everything
open-ended.
Open-ended, right. It's not like a in statement. It's not right. like a period. It's open-ended soliciting a response.
Yeah. You want to do everything to not give them a reason to not respond.
Yeah. Right.
Like put the ball in their court, give them something to yeah. respond to.
Yes.
And I so get where she's coming from. That is how these guys are on the apps. They don't know how to conversate.
What you yeah. mean? Like they just do what he did?
If you ask them a question, they'll respond and then not ask you one back. Just be brief and it gives you nothing.
Okay, so let me ask you then. To me, I've perceived that as they're not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to keep doing the heavy lifting like okay. she said.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that that's true? That if they do that, that it does mean that they're not interested? Or is that just a new thing?
Not all the time. Clearly not with him if he's calling us.
Yeah, I guess so. That's
it's just
right.
how these guys are. But I'm not going to accept that level of effort. So I do what she does and don't respond and wait and see if they make more effort.
Mm, that's not what you're looking for, Adriana.
No, I just want a guy to be a little more assertive than Marcus is being and also don't assume that I'm ghosting you because I didn't respond to that one text message because you kind of ended the conversation. Don't be like, oh, you ghosted me. I feel like that's pretty immature and like none of this really had to happen had he been like, and what about you?
Mm. Yeah, Marcus, it sounds like it's your fault.
Jeez. No,
The definition of ghosting is not responding to someone anymore. You didn't respond to my text. That's ghosting.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Her frustration.
You guys, this is petty. I mean, he could have just, you know, kept the conversation going. Like, would I have to continue texting him? Like, what are we, really?
Yeah, right. You want someone that's going to put more effort into it.
Yeah.
You want someone that's going to pull the chair out instead of just sitting their ass down.
Or have the self-awareness to mm-hmm. say, oh, if she didn't respond to my text, maybe I should reread the text and think, why wouldn't she respond to that?
Or send another message
yeah.
that is a more response-provoking
exactly.
message.
Yeah.
Wait, so are we giving up on this?
She sounds like she already did.
Sorry, I feel like this is just kind of like a sign for me. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, this really is a period then, Marcus. You're entering a new world of dating, so mm-hmm. now you know moving forward that whenever you're talking to someone that you want to try to keep this conversation going, try to keep the ball rolling.
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess
all right. Good luck, man.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.